Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we are discussing some Itjin episodes from his season 2, and the first episode we watch is titled 160331 Itjin, and this is from Bangtan TV. And it's a very, very short video. It's only 38 seconds, but we wanted to mention every episode that we're able to see.
And even though this is a very, very short episode, it's actually an important, well, kind of important, because it's basically his intro to season 2. He's got meat, but he said he's not going to eat it because this is just an intro, just saying he's getting back into it.
Basically saying that he was going to stop because he wasn't getting a lot of views under V Live.
Surprises me though, because I really, really like the Itjins, and I've been really looking forward to coming back and looking at them. I know that I'm a gym bias, but you like them too.
Yeah, I like watching them.
I was actually expecting him to stay there because of his busy schedule, but I'm glad he has started back up with the season 2. And even though it's really short, all I have to say on this video is that Jin looks really, really good.
Yeah, he does.
He's got his classic dark hair, although it's slightly longer at the fringe. It's kind of going over his eyes a little bit, not too much. And he's just wearing a dark zip-up top and a white t-shirt.
The next video we watched is titled BTS Itjin Live Birthday Table. And we actually had a bit of panic finding this because I didn't realise that V Live has now shut down, and we've only just realised this moment, so we're a little worried about what videos we're going to be able to find now under the V Live.
Well, it looks like it's just literally just happened, so it's really bad timing.
I read that it's under Weverse now, but I'll have to get my account back again because I've actually lost my account recently.
But we did find the video. Yeah, we did find it. So it was really good.
And in this video, Jin is with all the members and they're celebrating their third year anniversary at the same time. So he's combined the two together. And they're all sat on this very long table eating loads of food. It's a big layout. They mentioned mackerel quite a bit. Yeah. That was the one pizza food that I really got.
Yeah, there was two they kept mentioning, the mackerel and something else that I'd never heard of before. What began with an S?
Yeah, I think
and I don't know if it was the food that Jimin was making up, and that's why they kept saying it. Because I assume what they were talking about is what they had at the table.
They did say it was Korean food. It was being filmed by somebody holding a camera, so the camera was moving around a lot. I think I would have preferred it if the camera was set out.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Yeah, me too. I think it was because whoever's filming it was trying to go for like getting close-ups of the members as they were doing something called talking specifically. But I thought they were a bit shaky with the camera.
Yeah, they were. There was some moments where it was all over the place.
And even when they went to focus on one member, I felt like it just wasn't settled, so yeah, it was the camera work wasn't the best. But I thought Jin looks really, really good in this again. He's got his blonde hair this time, and he's wearing just a white t-shirt and a pink hat. And there was actually comments being made about his hat, and we're not sure whether these were comments that was online in RM, I think, is reading them out.
Yeah,
but it's saying that he's just throw away his pink hat. And Jin is very kind of jokey about this, saying that he has chucked that one away and this is a new pink hat. And I just really liked his humour with it. I think it's classic Jin, just taking any comment and making it into something more funnier.
And I always think this, whenever I see Jin in a cap, I always think he looks really good, and I never really associate him wearing hats out of all the members.
I think we said that about Jin
before.
Yeah,
I'm sure we have, because whenever I see him in a cap, I actually think he looks really, really good.
I think he looks good with and without the cap, and also that is the pink cap. He likes pink.
Yeah.
I don't know if the comments were because it was a pink hat or not, but he likes his pink, so I think it's all right.
RM really made me laugh at the start because he's asking lots of questions about the setup of each Jin, like what he normally does and what questions, if he's got anything prepared. And Jin's basically saying that they just talk about anything, it can go on for as long as it pleases.
RM hasn't been a guest on
No, I don't think he has.
You've said that. I never really thought about it before.
And I just felt like RM wanted more structure, and he even says a comment that the fans are too good to us, almost like saying that who could sit there watching them just eat.
Obviously not RM.
No. Yeah, it sounds like he hasn't watched any of his episodes.
I thought Jin was also really funny because that kind of near the beginning, he says that he has like one of his classic jokes to tell. I can't remember exactly what the joke was, but it was along the lines of something to do with money and eggs. And he tells it, and as he's going to give the answer to the joke, Jungkook actually spoils it by revealing what it is, and Jin is
not too pleased.
He says like something like it's bad manners to spoil it. I think he just really wanted to say his joke at the spot. It's really funny. And he actually goes on to say another joke about a cow, And again, I can't remember exactly. It was something like about a cow's laugh, and the answer was like moo ha ha or something.
Yeah.
And Ginny's the only one cracking up hysterically about it. And I think it's just really funny. I thought it was funny John Goose spoiling it, and I thought it was funny Jin laughing at his own joke like he always does.
Yeah, he always
does. Classic Jin. I love those jokes that Jin tells. Not because the jokes are funny, but because he's funny about the jokes.
Yeah. Sugar was being very quiet in the corner. There was a moment where J-Hope is reading comments from fans, and it sounded like some of the comments wanted to hear Sugar talk, so they were all trying to get him to speak. I still don't think he really spoke then.
He just said that something like it's not manners.
Oh, that was it. Just to talk.
So basically, to imply he's not up to speaking at the minute.
He's got a good point, though.
The thing is, yeah, it was pointed out him not speaking, but he had a really good spot to hide in back there.
He did.
For a moment,
yeah.
At the beginning, I actually forgot he was there because he was tucked away in the corner.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a black cap as well, so it's easy not to notice him, but obviously, the fans. Maybe sugar biases are really looking out, obviously, when they say something. There's also a time when the members are asked if they want some Coke, or Sprite, I think, and V has a Coke, and then it's commented that V really likes Coke, and RM is asking him to pick which he couldn't live without, a hamburger, a Coke, or black bean noodles. I was actually surprised. V says a hamburger, and someone says that he eats three hamburgers. I can't remember if it's Jin saying he eats three hamburgers a day, and other people, members are saying they're surprised he's not fat. But I obviously always think of them really liking like their cultural food, their noodles and stuff. So I was really surprised he picked Coke.
Hamburgers.
He'd keep the hamburgers. That really shocked me about
V. Well, of all the members that I picture maybe not being much of a foodie, normally V I think of, but only because they always say that he doesn't like spicy food or he can't handle his spice. And I always think that's unusual because whenever we try and find Korean food, it's always like spicy. Is it V that doesn't like seafood as well?
Well, they were talking about seafood. Jim was saying he liked it when they were talking about the Mac. I can't remember if they've said it about V before.
I feel like in the past there's been times where V's said that he's not a fan of certain food. I always just feel like his name comes up a lot.
It could be because he's not that keen on cooking. Like when we've watched cooking, we've always said obviously about V kind of messing around in the kitchen more than getting involved. And I feel like maybe if you're not so much into cooking, you don't eat such a variety. Well, I'm not into cooking, and my palate is really slim.
Yeah.
I'm a fussy eater too.
Yeah,
so maybe
he's
a bit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, perhaps that is the
case. It just kind of took me back when he said it because it wasn't what I was expecting.
Well, it would make more sense if you're into your food. You're going to try new things.
But I would have kept what he said. Well, actually, I don't drink Coke.
No.
I don't eat black bean noodles either.
No.
So. And there was another really funny part that I liked, which was what I was talking about earlier on, when Jimin makes this, well, I would say like a lettuce wrap for Jin. And I actually didn't realise he was making it for Jin. This is when they're talking about this food that I said I've forgotten the name of now, and they kept going on about it. And I assume that's what Jimin's making up. He stands up and he's shoving it all into this lettuce leaf, and then he just reaches across and sticks it all in Jin's mouth. And like we turned around to each other and said, like, how does he manage to get that all in his mouth? Because it's quite a big ball of it, I think, and he puts it all in one go. But what I think is really funny was as he's eating and finishing it off, he asks for a napkin, and then he starts talking, holding the napkin,
behind the napkin.
to his lips, even when it seems like it potentially is at most of it, he's still got the napkin over his lips. And I just thought it was really, really funny and cute, and I love that part.
It
must just
take a long time to actually eat it.
I can't even remember what he was saying now. I just thought it was an adorable moment. I think that's one of my favourite parts of the whole episode.
And near the end, J-Hope pulls out a cake to celebrate their anniversary. Really funny because they sing the happy birthday song and then they get ready to blow out the candles. But before J-Hope gets a chance to do the countdown, V blows out the candles. And a lot of the members look very surprised.
Jungkook is really, really shocked. He's standing up and he looks really shocked at V afterwards. And RM I noticed straight away because he was just getting up, just on the rise. And he kind of stopped halfway, I think. He really caught my eye, he did. And even afterwards, does his usual vocalist of RM about letting everyone know. But Jin seemed really relaxed about it. They all had a kind of mixed reaction to it.
It was just funny, the different reactions from everybody.
But I thought it was a really, really good episode. The cake bit was a really good way to end it,
too. I thought it was a very funny episode. I also liked the part at the end where, again, RM asked Jin if he has some kind of slogan because they want to know how he ends it. And they're all trying to think of a way that Jin can end his Eat Jin episodes. And they're all speaking in weird, funny voices saying, Eat Jin. And I thought J-Hope was funny because he says something like, I'm going to eat all the food in the world.
He has a big long
picture. Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was a very funny episode. I enjoyed it. The next episode we watched is titled 160624 Eat Gin. And this is a video under Bangtan TV. And we started laughing when we realised which episode it was, because we had talked about this Eat Gin loads of times. And I was actually surprised it was in season two, because we had discussed it so much.
I feel like we had properly talked about it, like in length.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll probably know which Eat Gin we're talking about, because it's a very popular one, and it's the one where gin is eating, matching the atmosphere to the songs that Jungkook's playing, and then RM interrupts them.
Tells them off.
Yeah.
We're making too much noise.
And I still laugh at this whenever RM enters and the two of them just look up really surprised to see RM, and then RM tells them to turn the volume down. I just think it's so
actually
funny.
I think the part you've got on now is kind of frozen. Isn't that the scene when...
Yeah, when they both look up.
As soon as I saw this episode, I recognised it immediately, and I was looking forward to watching it again anyway, because I think you can't get enough of this episode.
Yeah, it's funny, never get like, bored watching.
I don't know how many times we've obviously seen it before, but I still find it funny each time.
Yeah, me too.
I think Jin is really funny with what he's doing. I don't know how he thinks to do these kind of things,
and
like where he gets
to
be
really
ideas.
Enjoying it, because he keeps telling Jungkook to play more. And Jungkook's been funny too, because he just can't seem to settle with a song at one time.
I think this is a really cute episode with the two of them. I think this is the kind of episode I'd put on if I was doing the ship between the two of these, because I think it's really cute chemistry that they've got, really well matched.
Yeah.
And that part of RM is just really, really, really funny.
I think if any member I was going to guess would come in to find out what all the noise was, it would be RM.
It's really unusual though, because right at that moment, the music stops. And I kind of, obviously, this time, because we've seen it a few times now, I feel like I can hear the footstep coming like of RM. Do you not feel like
no,
that?
No, I didn't hear it.
I feel like it's just as the music stops, I feel like I can hear it like a stomp, and then the door opens and
they
both swing up.
Yeah, the timing's just so funny.
Yeah, and now that we've seen it a few times, and I know obviously RM is coming, and I know which moment it is, I kind of feel like I can hear him now coming across the hall.
It's almost like it's staged, but you can tell it isn't because of their reactions.
It's too genuine,
just, it's just perfect timing.
But I really enjoy Jin's expressions and body movement he does with the songs. I think the crying one is really funny, but my favourite one is actually the last one he does, the kind of really upbeat
really fast,
because he's really doing his shoulders and his movements, and I really like that one. I wouldn't know what music to put on if I was Jungkook though.
No, me either. Well, I think he was struggling at one point because he was asking Jin to pick, and then Jin said, you're the DJ.
But it's definitely a really, really enjoyable episode, this one.
Yeah, it is. The next Eat Gin we watched is titled BTS Live in Osaka and Eat Gin V Live. And it's a 28-minute video. And this video was originally under V Live. And the episode starts with Jimin, and he's actually hosting his dialect show. And he's very annoyed at the beginning with V. And it's very funny because he keeps saying that if V turns up, he wasn't going to let him in. Instead, he's invited Jungkook onto his show.
What I thought was really funny though was when he was talking and he got those messages from V, and he was saying, he's blew up at me.
Yeah.
And also, but he wasn't telling us exactly what was said. It was just really making it known. And the way he was talking, it was just really, really
funny. And him saying that, oh, you know, I hope that V doesn't show up, or I won't let him in. You could tell he wanted him to turn up.
And if he does, he's definitely letting him in. It's like this cuteness about him.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Him with V, yeah. It's one of those shit moments, I think, with the two of them.
Strangely, though I said before that I don't follow ships, Jimin and V are one of my favourites. I love this ship.
That's the only ship I would really say that I ever would have thought was a ship without ever knowing about ships.
Yeah, I just find it funny seeing this, like, Jimin chasing V. And so then Jungkook turns up to be on his show, and he takes a while to let him in. I noticed Jimin does this a lot. I'm sure he's kept him outside the hotel room for parts.
I'm kind of a cool time with him doing it. He makes Jungkook perform a dance while filming him through the peephole, and we were saying how surprisingly good the shot was.
Very good.
Aiming the camera through the peephole. And Jungkook does actually obey to the rules of the dance so that he can be let in.
And Jimin the first thing he pretty much says to Jungkook was that
he was mad at V.
Yeah, he was mad at V, and that V wasn't allowed on, so basically he's the next choice.
Although Jungkook didn't seem bothered by this comment at all.
No, he didn't. Although Jungkook did seem like he wasn't prepared really for the dialect show, because I think he says at the beginning, because Jimin gets the book out and he says that he doesn't need to know this.
We were saying like how obviously later on V shows up, how they just all really want to come to just be on it, just to be on it. Yeah. I don't think it matters what they're doing. I think they just want to be on it. And obviously Jungkook has been on a few of the other members' shows as well. So I think he just really enjoys coming along for the ride.
Then they hear the doorbell go and straight away Jimin thinks it's V.
And if it's V, don't let him in.
And then when it turns out to be Jin, just this disappointment in Jimin's face when he realises it's actually not V.
It's so cute though, it's really cute. And the amount of times he mentions V over and over and over before he comes, and you kind of know V's definitely going to show up.
Yeah.
He has to do. I think I would have felt really sorry for Jimin if he didn't actually show up.
Me too. But Jin, he turns up with a load of food and it very quickly turns into Jimin throws the book away and he says, right, we'll do Eat Jin this time.
Yeah, he sets the camera up over there and it's just all set up really quick. It was so shocking.
I thought what was going to happen was it was going to be Jin let's do Eat Jin.
It's just I can't even remember who initially said the comment. It was mentioned, so like, just said out loud, Eat Jin, like... That's like Eat Jin, and then Eat Jin. Just happens. I'm just really surprised with Jimin though, because obviously that's his show that he's doing, and I would have thought it'd be more like...
Yeah, that he wants to do the show, yeah. But he seemed the most keen out of all of them to do Eat Jin.
Well, to be honest, he did seem very... Like, he was desperate for people to show up at the beginning when he was doing his show.
Yeah, that's
true. He seemed like he really wanted someone else there.
Yeah.
To get it moving along. I mean, he was even saying, like, he's just here waiting.
Perhaps it was the whole V... being on his mind, he just wasn't up for his show.
But yeah, just he really was quick to move on, which was just really surprising.
And then the doorbell goes again, and this time it really is V. But Jimin's sticking to saying, don't let him in, he's not coming in.
To be quiet, to pretend they're not there. Yeah. And you know right away that this isn't gonna last, he's gonna say, like, who's there? And he quickly does ask who's there.
Yeah, and V first of all pretends he's Sugar.
But Jungkook already looked out the peephole and he said it's V.
What's very funny is, as soon as they say that they've turned off V Live, they're no longer filming, V just goes, yeah. Disappears.
This is such a funny moment.
But then he obviously goes onto his phone and sees that they're still live. And yeah,
he says later though, because I think when he comes in, they question him again how they knew that they were filming, and he says that he gets an update or something, like an alarm on his phone goes off. And I think it's Jin says that he doesn't get it, and he says, you haven't got to set up.
Yeah.
I was feeling really bad for V though when they were, you know, trying to be quiet and not let him in, even though I did think they will let him in. I felt a bit bad because he's ringing. And then when he just says it so quickly, like, okay, when they're not filming.
Yeah, and just goes. And I just think he's so adorable to V. I think he's so cute in this. And when they go to the door to look through the peephole again, they tell him to do the dance, like what they asked Jungkook to do. And at first he's not doing it. And then as soon as he hears he's being filmed through that peephole, he looks so happy. And he goes straight into, like, entertainer mode.
Yeah, I like that part where they're looking. And V so gets cute. Really close to the peephole. He does look so really happy. It's a really funny moment. Yeah, I really like that part.
He's just so adorable in this. They do finally let him in. And then once they're all in there, normal chat and eating food.
It is really. It's really weird because I was just thinking, obviously, we've only seen a few episodes of this season too, but it's so different than Jin season one, because when he's in season one, it's obviously more focused on just him. And it's not like he's describing the food, but I feel like you see more of him because he's quite close to the camera. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
And he does talk about what he's eating.
Yeah, but with these Eat Jins that he's done so far, it feels like a different setup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is literally just them eating with the camera rolling. Yeah,
more further away, and it seems a little different. But I suppose it's a different approach of it. I did quite enjoy how the first season was set up, but I do like this too.
Yeah.
I did think Jim did make some funny comments though, because the noodles that they're eating, I think it's ramen, and I think it's called Jin Ramen. Well, I think we actually tried this as well when we picked some up. And
yeah,
I got the Jin one specifically because it said Jin's name on it, and I found it a bit spicy, but it could have been the one I picked up. And I thought Jin was funny because he's saying that he should model for them because it's named after him. So I thought a lot of the comments he was saying was funny. I think it's just because with each Jin, I'm picturing it a bit more focused on Jin. And this episode is very, very different.
Yeah.
But I mean, it did start off as not an each Jin.
Yeah, and I did feel the whole video was very focused on the whole Jimin and V
drama. But I found that
drama
was what made it really enjoyable,
me too,
to be honest.
I really loved that. It, weirdly enough, the part I found most entertaining for me was the build up to the Jin episode.
Jimin's comments.
Yeah.
I also think it's funny when they do let V into the room as well at first, and they all have their noodles, and they're basically telling V to go make his own noodles, that there's more. I don't actually think he does. I think he just takes what's there.
He does, and
they're all
really
like calling
in.
Him a piggy and stuff, and I just thought the whole part of him just coming in was really funny. I just thought this episode was generally really, really funny. There was so much about
it
that was
enjoyed
making me laugh. They're also talking about Hope on the Street at one point, and I thought it was weird because they mentioned about RM being on there, and they said this at the birthday meal.
Yeah, and also J-Hope, he was joking, drawing Hope on the Street, that he wanted RM on
as his guest. Because it keeps popping up, this
and
little tiny comment.
I'm convinced he doesn't appear on
Does
the show.
Does he not? Because
no.
I really make me want to see it now.
I'm convinced he doesn't, unless I'm forgetting something.
Well,
They're
I'm interested
to
know, because I feel
it.
Like it's been a few comments now.
Yeah.
And Jin does a little dance because they're joking about him being on there. Overall, I just really enjoyed this episode for the sheer funniness of it.
Yeah, me too. Another enjoyable Eat Jin episode.
The next episode we watched is titled 160725 Eat Jin Season 2 Introducing While Eating, and this is a video under Bangtan TV, and this was a very short video. It was only 5 minutes, but another really enjoyable video. I really enjoyed watching this.
Super funny.
Jin is trying 4 different types of food: sweet and sour chicken, another type of chicken. Do you remember what that was?
No, I just remember him saying chicken pizza.
Yeah, I don't know whether the middle chicken was like seasoned chicken or something, and then pizza.
Don't actually see him eat the pizza.
No, I was thinking that. No,
he holds it up. He does show he has pizza, but he doesn't eat it. That I remember.
But what I really loved about this video is how much Jin just enjoys this food. He does it with all of his Eat Jin videos, really. Yeah. His reaction to something that tastes so nice. It's so funny. Like the faces he pulls, the reaction.
I thought this one was super funny because he's talking about in season 1 of Eat Jin, he did a lot of like just watching him eat, and he doesn't do much talking, although I do recall him talking in certain videos.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But he was saying that he wanted to talk more, and then throughout the video he doesn't really talk.
He doesn't talk.
He's more making faces to the camera and chewing a lot, looking at the camera.
Kind of like what he did in season 1.
Yeah, and I just thought it was really, really funny because he had just said it, and then after that he literally goes to just chewing. And
I don't even think he really gave a proper opinion on the food.
Oh, he did? It was like, the way with his hands, and he says tasty.
Yeah, you can tell he enjoyed it.
With his body movement. He says it with his body. It's right afterwards, and he said it. You can tell he really enjoyed it. But again, it's what makes it funny, because he's doing the body language instead of actually saying it. But when he says it's tasty, it's a really funny part, because he's chewing the food, and then he suddenly just looks up at the camera, really shocked, and then he's just like, tasty, and goes on eating. And I just think he's so funny, like, the way he does these eat-gins. And even though I was saying to Chloe, I really like the episodes, obviously, in this season where it's been with the other members and more people, and it's been a different setup, there's just something about just Jin eating alone and just eating to the camera.
Yeah, I love
it. I think he's the only person I can watch eat like that. I don't think I can watch anyone else just chewing it at the camera like that other than Jin.
He did say something interesting, though, during this video. He said that when he was younger, his mum never gave him snacks, didn't really give him snacks.
Yeah,
and when he did have snacks, it was like wheat-based snacks.
And meat.
Like chicken pizzas. And he was saying that he thinks that's the reason why he loves chicken so much.
Yeah. I like that he tells those more personal things as well in these videos of
Eugene. Yeah, you learn more about him that way.
Yeah, you do. Another thing he said was that he was saying, which he said before, is that he eats really fast. I think he said that in the
season.
Oh,
yeah, he has, yeah.
and that her friend would eat like one plate and he'd have ate like three. And I was thinking, we were eating something, and every time you were finishing before me, like, you always didn't always make me think of you, how you're much faster eater than me.
I am very fast eater.
Probably not as fast as gin, though.
No, probably not.
But pretty fast, I think.
Because we're talking about eat gin today, we decided to stop recording to have some Korean food and then discuss on here what we had. So around near us, there's not a lot of options really for Korean food. And I went to my local supermarket and could only really find this Korean dish. And unfortunately, it was only a ready meal dish.
Microwavable.
And it was a Korean firecracker chicken, was what it's called. Firecracker chicken.
We're just saying it's like a tongue twister. It really is. It's from the restaurant Wasabi. I think there's a restaurant called that. Yeah. It's like from there. And it's a charcoal chicken with rice in a firecracker sauce. And it had some vegetables in there. One of them we suspect might have been onion.
Yeah, and we avoided that.
Neither of us like onion.
Yeah, we can't stand onion. Yeah.
I think the other one, one of them was green beans.
Yeah, and I like green beans. I enjoyed the meal. I think it probably would have tasted a lot nicer from like a Korean restaurant or somewhere like that. But I liked the chicken. The only thing I found, well, actually both of us found, was it did have a bit of a kick.
Yeah.
Although at the start, Lorraine was all right with it.
Yeah, it was really funny because as soon as we started eating at the same time, and straight away, as soon as Chloe took one bite, she was like, spicy. It's got some spice to it. And I usually, I'm like similar. It gets to me straight away if something is spicy. But I actually thought it was more tangy than spicy. Just a bit of a tang, like an unusual, different kind of taste, not spice. And then the more I get of it, the more the sauce must have started all gathering at the back of my throat. Because then the more hot it actually got, and I actually did find it got hot. I had to have two cups of water from Chloe because it was getting to me so much. But we have said before, we have a really low tolerance for spice.
Very, like, very low.
It has a medium chili pepper on the box. But I'd rank it higher.
Yeah, me too.
But that's just us. We're quite bad with it. But we do try to venture out more, having different foods, especially like Korean foods, especially. And I said to you that I thought I was getting better with my spice, but now I'm not so sure.
No, I always think I am, but I'm the same. Whenever I have something new, I always find it just too spicy.
Yeah.
But we still ate it all.
Yeah, we did. And I really did like it. It's just, I wish that we had had more options. Like Chloe said, there really isn't a lot around here. And usually when we buy Korean food, we actually get things from a shop in London.
Yeah, usually somewhere out of town.
Yeah.
Or Korean restaurant.
Yeah, restaurants. But there is actually only one restaurant that does Korean food, and we had it last eat gin.
Yeah, we
and
did.
And they basically have the one
just
dish.
Just one dish, because they more do.
It's a Japanese restaurant. It's like a sushi-based restaurant. But they have one Korean dish, and obviously we've had that one Korean dish, so but yeah, it was enjoyable.
And we also had some, they're called Margaret cookies, and it's from the Lotte brand, which is the number one brand in Korea. And I really like the cookies. You had to put them in the microwave for 20 seconds just to soften them up, because they're like these soft cookies. And we were trying to get the flavour, because it's not very clear on the box what flavour it is.
No, it's got nuts on it.
Yeah.
And that's either butter or cheese.
Thinking might be butter.
That would make more sense than cheese and nuts. And to be honest, I wasn't getting the cheese flavour.
No.
I was getting the nut. It's like it looks like a small peanut. A hazelnut, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't really actually eat nuts.
No, so. Neither.
But the closest nut I eat is probably peanut butter. And I don't really have that. But it looks like some kind of a nut.
Yeah.
And I did get a nutty taste, to be honest.
Yeah,
like mildly, but yeah. Nutty. But the biscuit itself was really nice.
Yeah, I liked it. The next video we watched was originally under V Live. And it was just titled BTS Eat Gin, and it's from 2016. It's a 30-minute video, and he's wearing a, what do you call that, a kind of orangey blazer in the video?
Yeah, like a salmon-ish color.
Yeah, salmon, I'd say that.
I mean, it could be the lighting of the video that we got it wrong.
And at the start of this video, I actually wasn't sure if it was going to be an Eat Gin to begin with, because he says
it isn't
one. And he's just talking about his time in the jungle.
Although he does start off the video mentioning that it's his birthday in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought this was really funny because he basically says, straight to the point, that he wants to get more attention on the day. So he's putting it out there now. And I just said to Chloe, like, it was really funny that he was just so straight to the point.
Yeah, you don't so get, honest.
Like, yeah, many people are saying, like, I want more attention on my birthday.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. He did tell people to send happy birthday
yeah.
to him.
So I thought that was, like, really cute of him, really. Yeah. And I hope that he did get, like, lots of extra messages because of it.
What I also thought was funny when he was talking about the jungle is he asked the viewers to ask questions about the jungle. Yeah. And pretty much all the comments to start with was that he couldn't answer it because it was spoiler.
I thought the same thing. I thought that was really funny. And I think after that, he literally then goes to just talking in general about it. Probably what he feels he can say rather than the questions, which he obviously can't really say what they want him to say. I thought it was really funny though. I thought it was really funny because when he's talking about the jungle, he's saying that he treated lots of the members like Jungkook, which I don't know if it was because they were younger or something. I don't know.
I'm assuming so,
it was like, I don't know, like a load of Jungkooks that was with him basically.
I just want to quickly say that I haven't actually seen the jungle show myself. Yeah, I haven't actually seen that. It's something that we definitely do plan to watch and talk about.
I really want to see it now. It's called Law of the Jungle, apparently. But I suppose I'll have to wait, won't I?
But it's something I haven't watched, and I'm not too sure where to find it either, although I haven't really looked into it yet.
So. But I hope we can find it.
Yeah. I remember before thinking it was going to be tricky to watch that series that V was in.
Right.
Yeah, and then that just happened to come on Netflix, so that was lucky for
us. So I really hope it is out there and we can watch it. But yeah, so he's talking about Jungkook, and then weirdly enough, right after that, Jungkook actually rings him. Mm. But when he's on the phone with Jungkook, Jungkook is saying that he's watching him, so I'm guessing that's why. And when Jin puts him on loudspeaker, Jungkook basically is saying that his broadcasts are better than Jin's. And Jin is really funny because he very quickly hangs up on him.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't even mention a comment.
No, it doesn't please him, so he's gone. And I just thought it was really, really funny of Jin. And then after that, he says it's getting a bit boring, so he wants to ring people. And he's asking who he should ring. And there's a lot of comments for Sugar and Jimin, he said, isn't there?
Yeah. And he tries Sugar, and it's turned off, isn't it? The phone's actually turned off. So he can't get through to Sugar, because we made a joke saying that he could potentially have been watching it and then quickly turns his phone off.
Although, to be honest, I can't picture that Sugar was watching it.
No, me either, to be honest. Then he calls the manager, Hitman Bang, and I thought this was cute, because he's saying he's scared while he's waiting for the dancer, and he seems a little unsure whether he should ring him or not to start with.
But he thinks it'll be fun.
Yeah, but that also goes to voicemail.
Yeah, it's just ringing and ringing and ringing, and he's saying that he usually always answers.
Yeah.
Then he's saying, like, why is no one picking up on him tonight?
Then he tries Jimin, and again, there's no answer. He's getting desperate at this point. He's not even looking at the comments. He suddenly picks J-Hope, and J-Hope actually does answer. And at first, it sounds like J-Hope doesn't really know what's going on.
Yeah, because when Jin's trying to explain, like, I'm on a V live and doing it, J-Hope's, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. And then he says that he tried to call Jimin, and Jimin's with him, and they're both apparently watching.
Watching, yeah.
Watching and, the live.
Yeah, they're just watching, because if they're watching, shouldn't they know that he's about to ring?
Yeah, you would have thought. And also, Jimin, you would have thought, would be straight away saying, oh, my phone's broken, because he says there's a problem with his phone where he couldn't answer it.
Unless they mean, like, they're just watching, like, with it on in the background. You know, like, when you're doing.
I did wonder that, because they said they were in the middle of doing something.
I think they did say something, because it must have just been, like, on in the background. Mm. And maybe here and there, they thought they'd thrown a message, because Jimin tells them he sent a message.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just the background thing.
I reckon that is probably the case, because they just seemed a little.
Although, when J-Hope first said that Jimin's who, I kind of didn't believe him for a minute. But he really was. And I thought it was really funny. And right at that moment, someone knocks at the door, and it's actually food that Jin says he's ordered quite a while ago, an hour ago. And this is hysterical, it is. Because he's actually still on the phone with the others, and I think he forgets.
He forgets, so he just leaves the phone.
He's collecting the food, and I think he's trying not to film the person. I'm assuming he's not allowed. He's trying to keep it on him.
So it's all very awkward. He's walking backwards from the man.
Keeping on him. And the way he's acting, obviously, when he's like, having to, like, being polite, he's being really polite, obviously, to the person who's bringing him his food, and sorting it all out, a camera on him, them on the phone, doesn't realize it's still on, and then he's got to hang hang up. I just thought the whole thing was hilarious.
He doesn't even say goodbye, he just switches them off.
It was one of the funniest parts, I think. Although this episode in general was really funny, I think. It was. And yeah, he's ordered 2 steaks. You actually even said yourself, like, do you think that those meals are both for him?
I got a little confused because it was clearly 2 separate meals because they're on different plates. But little tiny bits of vegetables.
I assume it's a posh hotel or something, it looks posh. That kind of, the way it was set up, that steak and that mini.
Yeah, the little tiny side.
Like a, yeah, like something more from a higher hotel.
I did think that. But I thought, first of all, he may be waiting for a guest or something, because the way it was laid out, it looked like it was for 2. And I'm wondering if that's what the guy, because he was setting up the plate, so the man who brought the food, he might have been setting up for 2.
Yeah, true.
But it turned out they were
both for Jen. Had 2 drinks as well. He had a coffee and a Coke.
Yeah, 2 drinks as well.
But also, he did say he ordered it an hour ago, so maybe he had someone, like a friend or...
Well, perhaps.
Or he was just really hungry an hour ago. But also, he had 2 steaks, but they were different types, so that could have been the other thing. He could have maybe not even known which one to get, or maybe he was planning the gin and he thought it'd be good to have a comparison of 2 steaks. I mean, it didn't say, it could have been anything, but one of them, actually a steak I've never had, it's like a really thick piece and a small rounder piece, but really, really thick.
And I don't like steak. Well, I've only ever tried steak once. I had a little bit of your steak at that time, and I did like it, but for some reason I'm funny and I feel like I can't have steak.
I love steak. I really, really love it. But it's one of those meats I don't have that often. It's more like a special occasion meat or when we used to go on pub night. Mm. But I always have mine cooked well done, and I find it's much tougher. And I know that Jin was saying he has it medium rare, which I think is quite a common one. A lot of people I know have it medium rare, so it's slightly like... less tough, really. But still, the way he was eating it basically just taking bites and holding it on a fork. And it's not the way that I would picture someone eating steak. And I think someone in the comments actually says to him, why are you not using a knife? And Jin says that he can't put the camera down because he'll have to turn off the show because he's holding the camera. And I did question to Chloe, like, why can't he just place it down? Mm. But you said maybe it's on a stick, didn't you?
Yeah, I was only thinking of, with my camera, with a stick, I have to get a tool sometimes and do it.
Yes, about this tool. Yeah. So it could have been that. But I do think he was making it trickier on himself. And he goes to have the second steak, which is the one that I usually order. It's a much longer, much thinner piece. The one that I usually think of when I think of steak. Mm. I have seen both versions, but that's the one I usually commonly... like get served or buy in the shop. And I think he's really, really funny with this one because he's saying that he's going to try it in one bite, and I think he knows that obviously it's a joke, and he's measuring it up against his face. And I even said to Chloe, like, it's got a lot of fat on it, and he mentions about all the fat on it, doesn't
he says that that's probably the reason why people use a knife because of the fat.
He does put it all in his mouth though, and is slowly like getting it in there.
Yeah,
I just think the whole thing's really funny, really, really hysterical.
It's really funny.
Like I said, there's just something about the entertainingness of him eating. It's really funny.
I thought it was funny how he explains the first steak he tries. He says that it's a little bit burnt, but it's like eating meat on an elegant cow farm.
Just what was so funny.
It is really funny. It was a choice of words.
But yeah, when he fits, not the full steak, but no, like
he
like
says
half
himself,
the steak.
That's impossible.
But when he eats the other part, he does put a great amount.
Yeah, a really big, it's like a big fist-sized ball,
of steak. And he's just chewing and chewing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, steak is quite a chewy meat. And that was what I thought. When he said he was going to fit it in, that he thinks it'll fit, I was thinking myself, yeah, probably will fit, but how are you going to chew it? That was my first thought, and oh my God, I don't know how he did it. He must have some, like, crazy skilled mouth to do what he did. Like, I struggle with just a tiny piece of meat in my mouth.
It was just making me laugh because it was just going on and on and on, him just chewing this meat, and it never looked like it was getting any smaller.
And it was really funny as well because people must have been, it must have been in the comments, wasn't it? Writing that he was looking like a monkey in
orangutan. Didn't like that.
And he was trying to
fight back, but he had all this meat in his mouth.
He had all this meat in his mouth, and it was just really hysterical. But yeah, he really does do it, and it's so shocking. Mm. I was really shocked by that. I thought it was just incredible, really, to be honest. And he actually said himself it should be like in the Guinness World Records, and I think he's right.
Yeah. The episode ended with him talking about the song that he did with V for the Harangue series.
He's talking about some solo work.
Yeah.
and he's saying to people to listen to the song and to watch the show. He said he had seen clips that Fee sent him.
Overall, again, another really funny Jen, I thought.
Really, really funny. I really liked it.
The next episode we watched is titled 161203, Kim Seokjin Eaten, and it's a 5-minute video. And we were really thrown when watching this because Lorraine actually remembers it quite clearly.
Well, I thought it seemed like an episode I'd seen before. He starts off and he's at a buffet, called? Buffet. Getting his own food. And he's making his classic dad jokes to some of the crew. And they're kind of laughing, but you don't really see them. And it just felt, like, familiar.
Yeah, and to me, I obviously have seen these Eat-Jins before, but way in the past. And to me, it was very clear in my mind, too. Like, I'd seen it recently. Yeah.
But then there was other little bits. Like, he has this really cute lobster phone case, which we actually saw in a previous episode. The episode where he's ringing, trying to ring all the members. And I don't remember that the first time out. No. And he has a soup. And I don't remember the soup. But the plate of food also looks familiar. Because I remember thinking it doesn't look that appetising. Mm. But I don't know if this is an episode we've seen before or just one like one we've seen before.
Yeah, so we're a little unsure if we have discussed it before on the podcast, but I have trouble finding the Eat-Jin episodes in a particular order. I get it from this BTS fandom site where they have the list of Eat-Jin episodes season 1 and season 2, and when we recorded the season 1 Eat-Jin, I got down and found everything I could find from that list, and that's what we discussed the first time. And when looking back over that old list, this one, which we both recognize, wasn't on the list, so that's why we're confused if we've mentioned it maybe under another episode. Yeah. Or
and that we know that there's episodes in this season 2 that we do know. Yeah. 100% we've seen and we've talked about before, one of them being the one with Jin and Jungkook and RM walking in on them, and we've now realized that that was in a previous episode, so this one could also be from another episode.
Yeah.
But we just are not sure.
Yeah. We're not completely sure, and I'm also a little unsure whether the episodes we're discussing today is from season 2. Potentially they could be a little bit mixed up or mixed up order, because I'm just going by what I found from this fandom site. But this, so far, I think
this episode seems like it is in place, because like I said, he had phone that case. Lobster phone case. Yeah, and it would be too unusual. And he just said in this that he just got this from the beach.
Yeah.
Like recently.
It does seem like we're going in the right kind of order.
Yeah, and
a lot
of the episodes we've talked about today, Jin has actually said himself that this is season 2 of Eat-Jin.
Yeah.
He said that himself in quite a few, more than one occasion. So it seems like it. It
seems like the list that I've got down is right.
But we're just thrown by this. Getting these deja vus. Like. Yeah. And this one is so weird, because the other two, like, that we know we've seen, I know.
Yeah,
this one, I'm kind of, like, I think I've seen it, but I'm not sure. A little bit in the middle about it. So it's just a bit weird.
But basically, the episode is Jin selecting a load of food from a buffet, telling dad jokes, and some of the cast members, not cast members, what do
crew.
You call them? Crew, that's it, crew, are laughing at the dad jokes.
Yeah.
That's about it with this video, I would say.
It's a very short video.
Yeah, it's only a 5-minute one. And in the video, Jin is wearing a black cap with the Cookie Monster on, which is something I didn't recognise. But yeah, we decided to mention it briefly anyway, just in case we haven't actually mentioned this one before. The next episode we watched is titled 161215, Bangtan Bomb Eat Jin at Bangtan Bomb. And this is under Bangtan TV. And it starts with Jin and Jimin, they're both eating together. And in this video, I thought Jin looked very handsome. He has kind of a faded pinkish hair in this.
Kind of like from Wings, you could say.
Yeah, I really liked how it was styled too. A little messy.
Yeah.
And Jin is saying to Jimin that this bothers you, doesn't it? As in filming Eat-Jin when eating.
Yeah.
And Jimin said that it doesn't, and that he actually really enjoys watching over Jin.
That was really sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. But what was so funny, it was so funny that Lorraine and I were just laughing and we ended up missing everything
happened afterwards, basically.
Because Sugar just comes rushing over, so
really
happy,
excited.
Pulling a chair over to join them.
In the middle of them as
well. In the middle, right there,
in the centre
of the camera. And I was just thinking, this is so out of character. And then all of a sudden, Jin said, oh, you're going to be a guest on Eat-Jin.
Yeah, if you sit there, you're on Eat-Jin.
And then he suddenly gets up.
I and moves. But originally we fought and got up and literally went, yeah, like, I gone completely. But he does actually go the other side of Jin, just not in the focus of the camera, which would make sense with Sugar being Sugar. But it was just so funny.
It was so
It was
funny.
Like, you're going to be on a Jin, I'm gone. It was just hysterical, like exactly what you think of, like, with Sugar sometimes. Yeah. And it was just so funny. I was in splits of laughter afterwards.
I just remember feeling just so shocked, thinking, what's Sugar doing? He must have made a mistake, and he had.
It was just really, really funny. Honestly, it's the kind of laughter that hurts your ribs. And it's one of those moments that it's going to be funny the whole time, but never as good as that first moment.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious. I loved all the Ijins, but that was like one of those moments today. That yeah, one was
that really
those.
Got me that
Yeah,
good.
It was funny.
But then we had to rewatch the episode to hear what they were actually discussing afterwards. And they're mostly just discussing about food and the right way to eat.
Yeah, how you eat, like dipping food, drizzling food.
Yeah, and Sugar says that to him, it doesn't matter what way you eat, just eat it your own way.
Yeah, I think basically. Kanjin's agreeing with that.
Yeah, and it took me back to the episode of Eat Gym when Sugar was a guest and they're eating at a barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got lots of comments saying you're not supposed to eat it like this, you're supposed to eat it like that. And I remember both Sugar and Jin getting a little angry at those comments, and I can't help but think it was brought back in Sugar's mind.
That makes me think of you as well, because you recently did a video of eating something and you had some food and it was in a serving platter and you tasted it without taking it out, and people were kind of like
commenting that I wasn't supposed to put it on the plate.
You did do that afterwards.
Yeah, I did put it on the plate after. It was just a quick tester.
But it's
tester,
like,
but
like Sugar says, you can just see it how you, if you're eating a serving platter.
I'm just surprised that people get so
fixated on the little details.
Yeah, the little details, yeah, of eating. Yeah, they're straight on it.
You've been saying that you really focus on little details of fashion.
Yeah, true.
So maybe.
Yeah, but say if I didn't like a piece of fashion, I wouldn't dive under the comments and say, you shouldn't wear this.
But some people are just opinionated and they like to voice their opinions.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't think our personalities really.
No.
We're a bit more reserved with our opinions. Apart from obviously doing the podcast, I feel like you need to be honest with what you're saying. But things that are unnecessary, like telling someone that's not the way you eat, well, there's no rules on it, so it's different.
The next episode was originally aired on V Live, and it's titled BTS Live Eat Jin, Jimin and Jungkook. And this is about a 30-minute video, and we know that we have definitely discussed this episode
have.
In the past.
We recognised it straight away.
Yeah, I do
and
remember
we could remember talking
Rain.
In detail as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really could recall it.
Yeah, and I remember showing this one in particular to Lorraine because I remember finding it very funny the first time I watched it. And the kind of like overall highlights of the video was that Jimin really wanted the camera on him, basically,
and
throughout it.
Jim
and Jin kept reminding him it was his show.
Jin,
There was also, I remember, a funny moment where Jimin's messing around with the filters on the camera and changing Jin's appearance. And I just think the whole episode's very funny.
Yeah, it's a really good, really funny episode. And we didn't feel the need to go back over everything because, like we said, we have discussed it before.
Yeah, and it's a 30-minute episode as well. And we were discussing quite a lot in this episode. So.
Yeah, it was a while ago when we saw it. It was actually one of the first Eat Jins I'd seen. So I hadn't seen many at all. Now I feel like I've seen a lot more Eat Jins. And I really, really enjoy the Eat Jins.
This is also the episode where Jin says his famous stop it phrase, which is one of the reasons why I showed Lorraine this episode previously. The last episode we watched is titled 161227 Eat Jin, and this is under Bangtang TV. And this isn't all of the season 2 Eat Jins. We've decided to split it into two parts because otherwise there'll be a lot to talk about in one episode. And we do plan to complete the second part of Eat Jin season 2 on a later date. In this episode, it's another like buffet layout again, and Jin's going down selecting the food.
He's getting a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not exactly picking the food. He's walking along with a lady who's serving him everything.
He's got a lot. He's got a lot of food on there.
Yeah, I think at one time, the lady who's handing him the food, she doesn't know where to place it on the tray because the tray's so full. The lady, she's not actually asking what he wants, is she? She's just literally giving it
it to him.
Yeah.
He asks a few questions like, what's this again? But he's keen to have everything.
He even gets 2 cups of rice.
Yeah, he does.
and a pot of chicken soup.
Also, we see V make a little appearance in the background, but he's not actually there as a guest. Yeah. But Jin does complain that he's being too loud.
I think that Jin has got Japanese noodles, hasn't he? Because he's complaining that they're quite bland. And I think V, when he comes, he must be Korean.
Because
Jin says that he's true to heart or something. I thought that's a really funny line that he says.
I'm guessing they must be actually in Japan.
Yeah, this maybe. Moment.
Because I think the lady who's serving them, she's Japanese because he speaks back in Japanese. He also briefly mentions about the jungle again in this. So it must be all around the same time.
He said the same thing he said last time. He said that he's got his appetite for food back more since coming back from the jungle.
Yeah, more appreciation of food.
Also, I think he's got that lobster phone case out again.
Oh, yeah, he has.
It's really on the table. Making me want that lobster phone case
It
now.
Is cute. I like it. I actually wanted to get one of those fun covers before. I was really close to getting one. But then I thought it would be too hard keeping in your pocket.
Yeah, it's not practical.
Yeah, and that was the only thing that put me off. But I do think they look really cute.
It does look cool. Mm. But I have a Jin photo. Phone case.
It's a good case.
And it's a really good one, yeah.
I know. I've got a sugar one. I actually copied the same design the way you've got. And my one's fallen to bits, snapped somehow at the sides, and I really need to replace it. And I was thinking of potentially getting a cheaper case because it's quite expensive, that case.
Yeah, it is.
About £20, and I don't even know if that includes the postage online.
I can't remember now. It was quite a while ago when I got it, but mine's lasted all this time.
But I can't see me getting a better case than that. I need that case. That case is so good. But it would be nice to have a little fun case like that for change.
Yeah.
I know there's some people who actually have loads of different cases and they just rotate cases.
Do they? I can't stand taking off my phone case. I know, me too. It takes me
forever.
I can't get over the buttons. And a lot of people do. I'm always complaining because one time I took it off to clean it because it was filthy and I couldn't get it on and I couldn't get it off.
Yeah,
and then I thought, I'm glad I never have to take this thing off. But overall, it was a really good episode. It's just a really short one.
Yeah,
really, just
another short episode. I do really enjoy watching these eat gins and talking about them. We were saying that they're actually very easy to talk about.
They are. I really, really like watching them. I think they've all been really entertaining. They've all had something different about them that I think I've been laughing at every single one.
Yeah, there's always one before, particular funny moment.
Yeah, and I remember last time we had the eat gins, I remember it was actually one of my favourite episodes for a really, really long time. It's still way up there. Episodes that we've talked about, the only one I'd say that I'll probably put above it that I really enjoyed talking about was the Wings short. Was it the short story Wings?
Yeah,
I really liked talking about that one. But other than that, Eat Gin season one remained really high on my list because I just remember thinking about the episode. I even remember going home and watching them again because I liked them that much. Mm. And I think season two is really still
equally good.
And I cannot wait to see the rest of season two.
In the next episode, we're going to be discussing Burn the Stage, the movie.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.